We've Got Mail, Dating Issue. Thank you so much for the April 2010 issue. It gave me a lot of pointers, and I especially enjoyed the What's the Deal with Boys and Girls? Thank you for the support and spirit you bring into my life, Chandler A. I am living in the United Kingdom, and out here, casual dating is a dying tradition. Many go straight into serious relationships and become too emotionally attached too quickly. They attend many church activities, but do not meet anyone new as they spend their time with their date. I have learned for myself that dating before 16 is not the way forward. It can distract you from what is important in life. I feel that the time before we are 16 is when we need to draw closer to God, gain a testimony, and work to become the best person we possibly can. Serious dating should be saved for when you are mature enough to understand it and to meet new people and learn how to interact with members of the opposite sex. Soon I will turn 16, and I hope that the Lord will give me the knowledge that I need to be the best date I can be and to look at the qualities I wish to have in my future spouse. Jacob W., United Kingdom.
We've Got Mail. Scouting. I enjoyed A Pillar Supporting the Priesthood, February 2010. And the example of Brandon Campbell helping kids play sports. I am enjoying the Aaronic Priesthood and Scouting. My Deacon's Quorum works together to earn a lot of merit badges. I'm striving to have the right attitude and do what is right so that I can be a missionary just like my older brother. The Priesthood and Scouting allow me to move toward that goal with all the fun activities, friends, and service projects. Nick H., Wyoming.
Going to the Temple. I had just gone to the temple for the first time the day before I read the article, I Loved Going to the Temple, May 2010. She had all the same feelings I did, and I am glad to know that she loved going to the temple, too. Lindsay T., North Carolina.
Stories about reputation. I have some health issues that weaken my body and mind, but I am thankful that I can understand and enjoy the New Era articles. Recently, I read the February 2008 issue, and I was so impressed with two of the stories that I read them out loud to the rest of the family so they wouldn't miss out. I really appreciated the articles Too Fast and What I Learned from Lisa. They reminded me of an experience when I went to a rental car agency where I had worked 10 years earlier. When I asked if I could test drive a car, the sales manager remembered me and told me that I could drive any car I wanted to. He said, "One thing I remember about you is your integrity and honesty." I was honored that someone would remember that about me a decade later. I hope I can always be worthy of that type of reputation. Brian N., Idaho. End of We've Got Mail.